Blog Talk Radio.
I got unplugged.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal. The world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice. My co-host Jason Ophir is
right here.
There he is. Yeah, we've been messing around. We're always trying to perfect our connection, and we were trying a couple different things this evening, but he got disconnected, so he's got to call in again. And, I see what the problem is, Jason. Okay, now go ahead and call back in. But anyway, while he does that, I'm going to let you know that our guest this evening is Isola. Now, Isola was on the show back in November, early November. She is a numerologist, a psychic. She's a healer and a teacher, and she's been doing this for a very long time. And we had a great show back in November where she actually did Jason's numerology chart. And if you don't know what numerology is, it's really, well, I guess I'm going to describe it as the science of numbers. So some call it the occult of numbers, but or the significance or the symbolism of numbers. But, you know, it's a way of looking at an individual's life through numbers. And the way that you do it is with someone's full name that's on the birth certificate and the date of their birth. Jason, are you there?
I am back.
Okay, sorry about that little glitch there. I just might have been my fault, Jason. I might have hit the wrong button. But anyway, welcome back to the show. And I was just kind of giving the background about Isola. You probably heard that. And we're going to get her here on the line in a few minutes. I hope everybody had a nice Christmas. And can you believe it's going to be 2015, Jason?
I can't. Time is just moving right along.
At a fast pace. So, yeah. And we've got a few guests already lined up for 2015. And as always, if you are interested in being on the show, you can contact us via Facebook or our website, which is horizonsradio.com.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we are trying a new setup tonight. I don't know how this is going to work.
We've got a couple of different microphones, and we're Skyping, so we'll see how it works out. Now, Jason, do we have anything this evening for paranormal controversy before we get Isola on the line?
Well, I was thinking we could talk about Area 51. What do you think about that?
I would love to talk about Area 51.
But before we do, we have to play our intro.
There are some subjects within the paranormal that cause heated debates and controversy. We will now talk about one. sensitive subjects. Welcome to the world of paranormal controversy.
Area 51, is it a secret military installation? Well, it is a secret military installation. Are they just developing aircraft for the Air Force, secret black projects, or are they housing aliens and UFOs? Now, for the people that don't know about Area 51, which I think is pretty much everyone knows about Area 51, it's in Nevada, north of Las Vegas, and it was started, I think, back in the 40s and 50s, and it was a pretty secret place, and they were developing all sorts of aircraft, like the U-2 spy plane and the SR-71 Blackbird. And as time went on there, they had all these projects going on. But when people really started to think about UFOs and aliens was there was a guy that was alleging that he worked at Area 51 named Bob Lazar. He was coming out saying that he was helping reverse engineer UFOs, and he had all these diagrams, and he apparently took some friends out to the base when they were going to be testing these alien aircraft, and they supposedly saw these crafts fly in the sky, and that's kind of when the alien thing broke, or the main event that caused all the UFO controversy from Area 51. And so, yeah, is this Bob Lazar right? Is he being truthful? People tried to research his history, and they did find some reference to him actually working at Los Alamos National Laboratories, I believe, as a physicist. But ever since then, people have been flocking out to Area 51 to see UFOs, and it's a really secret place. They have motion sensors in the ground, guards, and all sorts of crazy stuff, and probably a lot of technology that we're not even aware about. So we do know aircrafts were developed there, for instance, like I said, the SR-71 Blackbird. But Pat, what do you think? Do you think that there are alien bodies there and UFOs?
Well, I certainly think there can be, Jason, especially with the way you just described Area 51. You know a lot more about it than I do. But when you go to Area 51, is it an actual base or is everything underground?
There's actually a large base there, and it's expanding. And we know this because there's a lot of satellite photography over there. And they have one of the largest, if not the largest, runway. So it's a really huge facility with several runways and lots of buildings and huge satellite dishes. And what's interesting is it used to be able to get a really good view of Area 51 and the surrounding mountains. But back in, I believe it was around 1996, there was an illegal land grab. Bunch of farmers own the mountains around the base, and the government said, no, we now own this property. And since that time, it's been difficult to get a good line of sight on the base. As of now, there's really only one place you can get a look at the base, and it's called Teekaboo Peak, I believe, and it's many miles away, and I think that's the last vantage point you can get of Area 51.
Interesting. So going back to your question, if I think there's, you know, possibly some covert or secretive things going on there, absolutely. I don't trust our government, and I believe in aliens, and I think that there's been a lot of events that have happened that they've covered up. So no telling what's going on in there. And I did interview a guest, not on this show, Jason, but when I was doing Super Unknown with Dave Harms, and we talked to another gentleman about Area 51, and he had done a lot of research on it as well, and he had some of those same types of opinions that there was definitely probably some strange things going on down there. And we even talked to another guest a while back that had been abducted, had a lot of alien abductions, and I believe, and she tied that in with government secrecy, and I believe she mentioned Area 51 also.
Well, one of the things that this guy mentioned was that there are hangars built into the side of a mountain not where Area 51 is also called Groom Lake, but there's another lake there, and he was claiming that on Papoose Lake, there's some hills around it, and that the hangars were actually not at Area 51, but in the adjacent area around there, which was around Papoose Lake. So there could be several hangars that are camouflaged into the mountain. But unfortunately, we can't go there and just check it out, because you'll be arrested.
Oh, so it really is protected.
Well, they have guards at, I believe there's two gates that go in there, because they shuttle people there two ways. They have an airline at the Las Vegas airport called, I believe, Janet Airlines, and it's an unmarked 737 that flights people in, but they also carry people in on buses. And there are several videos on YouTube, because what people like to do is go right up to the gate where the guards are, at one entrance, and then there's kind of a back entrance, which most people are familiar with, and there are what they call these camo dudes in camouflage, and they sit up there, and there's a certain point there that's marked that if you cross this point, you will be arrested, and there are actually videos on YouTube showing people crossing that, and they get detained by these camo dudes, and then they call out the sheriff, and then they get arrested for trespassing. And you have to remember that Area 51, the sign there says that they are authorized to use deadly force.
Wow, that's pretty heavy. Well, I'm going to go with Area 51 is real for our paranormal controversy subject this evening, Jason, and I think we better give Isola a call so she doesn't think we forgot about her.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the dialing?
Yep, I'm dialing in it now.
So all right.
Do you think that there are aliens there, or it's just a secret facility testing aircraft?
No, I think there's probably aliens there, dead and alive.
I wouldn't doubt it. I totally believe it.
Yeah.
I'm just double-checking my number right now.
All right, so Isola, if you're listening, we're calling you right now, and we're going to talk about what's going to happen in 2015 here on Paranormal Horizons Blog Talk Radio, and also this show is rebroadcast on KITCFM, KITCFM.com on Saturdays, 10 o'clock Pacific Time.
I know I'm excited to hear about what's coming in 2015. I hope it's not going to be like the apocalypse or a civil war.
Doom.
Yeah, no gloom and doom for me. But I got her number punched in. Let's give it a dial.
All right, let's do it.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
That's not working.
El llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. Now, we're getting it in Spanish, too.
Six.
Now, it looks like we've got, no, okay, let's give it another try.
Okay, let's try it again. We never have luck dialing people. I had trouble last time, actually. But here we go. We're going to give it another shot.
I can try it from my computer, too.
No, I think we got it. It's just me. I'm special.
Hello.
Hi, Isola.
Hi.
Pat Rice and Jason.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Sorry it took us a little while to call you. We got involved in a conversation about Area 51.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a telescope for Christmas, so.
There you go.
And you're in Colorado, so which is a great area or place to view UFOs for. I've never done it, but that's what I've been told. So.
Well, I've seen some, but
uh-huh.
That's why I wanted the telescope, because I've seen some with. In fact, my son was watching the sky, and he goes, "Come out here, come out here," because what happened was there was one going across the sky. And there was one chasing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the one that was chasing it was hightailing it back to the left, and there was like five coming from the right.
Now, could you see what the shape of the ships were?
No, I couldn't. All I could see is that they look like, you know, they look like lights. That's all, you know, like a star moving or, but, yeah, that's why I wanted to get the telescope.
So do you believe that there are aliens out there?
Definitely.
I do too.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a huge UFO person. So.
Yeah, and I think the reason that more and more people are seeing them is because people have cell phones and, you know, they can't say, no, you didn't see that because they're taking pictures of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we talk to a lot of people, Isla, on this show about aliens, and there's more.
I mean, how could you really think that we're the only ones?
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. So, well, listen, what we wanted to talk with you about tonight is 2015. Here we are already approaching another year. I can't believe it. The 2014 has flown by. Every year seems to fly by. And you are going to look at this from a numerology perspective for us and for our audience tonight and see if we can gain some insight into what we're going to experience maybe in 2015.
Yeah, 2015 is an 8, which 8 is money and power. But I did a chart on the United States, and the United States is in a year of new beginnings for 2015.
Okay.
They're in a 1 year. But the thing is it's a 19-1, so if it was a person, it would be life's lessons to learn.
Okay.
And I consulted some of my books. You know, a 19-1 is a karmic number. And a 19-1 personal year would be, for a person, it would be new beginnings and starting the next 9 years of your life. But so for the United States, I would say that we're going to learn some things, and we know that we're going to have to change some things, you know.
Definitely.
Because there's just too many people on the planet. So we have to, and we're losing animals, and we have to start taking care of the planet. I mean, everybody says that they're going to, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of people say that they're going to make changes to keep the earth more healthy, but then they don't. They get involved in their own things, and they just don't think about it. But all of us are going to have to really think about it, because it's getting to the point where we're running out of resources and doing damage to the planet.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I think that this next year is going to be making changes.
Yeah,
making
so
big
new
changes
beginnings.
Instead of just talking.
Yeah, new beginnings, making changes, and I know what you mean, Isla, about it's almost like taking responsibility for caring for the planet. You know, even using a simple example of recycling. You know, a lot of
exactly.
People,
the problem is for some people is, like, I know in Colorado when I first moved here, because I wanted to recycle, I had to pay extra money.
Yes.
It's like, and a lot of people are like, I'm not going to pay extra money to separate my stuff for you. You should be paying me.
Yeah, and there's some communities, you know, not every community even offers convenient recycling. So then, you know, what happens with that? Like, nobody's going
to
do it.
Well, right, so. But then in California, you have to recycle everything or you get in trouble.
Well,
I mean, you have a recycle bin for papers and cardboard, and you have one for cans and glass that, you know, that can be recycled, and you could actually take it in yourself and get money for it. And then they have gardening ones, and you have to put the right stuff in each one. You have three cans.
Right. Yeah, Oregon is like that too, which is where Jason and I are. So, Jason, what's your thoughts on these just new beginnings that Isla is talking about with the numerology? You know, and she did the numbers specifically for the USA, the good old US of A.
Well, I'm kind of one of these. I'm a little bit of a doomsday person. So when I hear new beginnings and change, I'm starting to wonder, you know, because there's been a lot of hype on the internet about an economic collapse and civil war. So that's what I worry about, because I don't know that I'm prepared for anything like that completely.
Well, but for there to be change of a system, there has to be a breakdown of the old system. I don't think, I'm not a doomsday person, and I think there is going to be, there might be a collapse, but I think that would be a good thing, because you can't have a new thing if you've still got the old thing.
It would be like complete, utter anarchy. I mean, it would be horrific.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. And I'm the reason I'm not a doomsday person is because I feel that when there's a, well, I can't think of the word I want to use, but when something really bad happens, human beings realize that we're all human beings and we all go to the bathroom the same way, and we all, I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you know, or what color you are, if you stick together as human beings, and that's what they do. I mean, it's like, look at during the war when neighborhoods had victory gardens, mm-hmm. because food was scarce, and they would share a neighborhood garden.
Yeah, they turned their front yard into a garden or their backyard or whatever.
Well, I just think of, like, New Orleans, because when that happened, that was utter chaos. And then you see what's happening with that whole, where all those riots are, and it just seems like humanity is out of control. So if there were to be, and I don't think you're saying there's going to be a collapse. It might not happen. That might not be the type of change, but...
Well, but sometimes good comes out of something bad. I mean, like, even these things that have happened with the police, I think it's going to wake up people that have just been asleep and been ignoring things, and it can cause communication to free more easily, you know, to flow more freely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there has to be a change. And sometimes, you know, it's kind of like karma. When you are paying back karma, you might get a nudge to do something, and then you ignore it. So then you get a bigger nudge. And if you still ignore it, then you might get a kick. If you still ignore it, you might get shoved off the chair on the floor, and then you go, oh, okay. So I think that is what happens with things that need to be changed. If they're not going to be changed in a nice way, they're going to reach the point where something big is going to happen, and then it's going to change.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, Jason, to your point that, you know, some of the more violent things that are happening, you know, with riots and, you know, the people going up in arms because, you know, a person of color was killed and the policeman wasn't, you know, what they thought. The policeman was not punished according to the way that they thought. I guess that all that behavior still makes me kind of sad that people still choose to handle that stuff with more riots and violence.
I just think there's a lot of savage people out there, and that if there were to be a big collapse, it would be, at least initially, it would be, you know, chaotic.
Well, I think you should be prepared to stay inside your house for a couple of weeks, and you should have food and water, and I believe in having a gun to protect your property, because there are going to be people that are going to freak out. And if they don't have anything and you do, they're going to try to get it. So you need to be able to protect yourself in some way, whether it's guns or whether it's, you know, like, what do you call those things that you can zap somebody with?
Oh, a taser.
Or just being barricaded and locked in so that you can protect what you have.
So now, is there anything else in the numbers that would kind of support the fact that there could be a major economic collapse in the West? Or is it just kind of indicating change in general, and we
no,
don't know what that
just,
is?
No, there's just going to be some changes. Hold on, let me look at this chart that I did. The reason I say that there's going to be changes is because, according to the letters, it's showing cutting threads and letting some things go and a major change. But it also is showing, it's kind of interesting, when you're doing a business, or like I'm doing the United States, if it was a person, one of the letters shows home and family problems, which I take as internal problems in the United States, that we have to take care of some of our stuff. We always are looked to take care of everybody else's stuff, and we've got to realize that we've got to take care of some of these problems. And one of the things that I think that we have to change is our government.
That's good.
Because it's just gotten out of control.
Yeah, that's a biggie, Isola.
I'm going to go buy a bunch of water and food now, just in case.
Well, Isola's right. We should always have a backup. I mean, you never know what's going to happen, and even with bad weather or anything like that. But I agree, you know, major change would be great in our government. I can't see how that would happen anytime soon, Isola. I'm not saying
but,
it couldn't.
But know that it's not a karmic number. It's a number one, which is new beginnings. So that's why. And when I do charts, I get feelings. I don't get a gloom and doom, but I get that there's going to be some changes. And on the night before 9/11, I was teaching a class, and I was going to teach them one thing, and just for some reason, coincidentally, I decided I would teach them how to channel, my students. And we all got channelings about 9/11, not knowing what was going to happen. In fact, one of my students got scared because it said something about the twin sisters.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, oh, why did I get that? And I said, she goes, I don't like that. And I said, well, you shouldn't be afraid of it. You didn't. She kind of felt like maybe she caused it or something, you know, because she got it. I said, no, you were just being told. But one of the things that I got that night, which I found very interesting because it has happened, it said, don't be afraid. It's going to seem like there's more and more evil going on the planet. And it's not that there's more evil. It's that it can't hide because there's more light. There's more light workers. There's more light coming in. And these evil, dark secrets and evil hanging out in dark places can't hide. And that's when, if you think about it, you know, the corporations were all getting in trouble and everything. It's because more of the truth was coming out. So it may seem like it's worse, or it may seem like it's more evil, but it's not. It's just that they're being caught.
Yeah. Hey, I want to remind everyone, you're listening to Paranormal Horizons on Blog Talk Radio with myself, Pat Rice, and Jason Ophir. Our very special guest this evening is Isola. We're talking about what might present itself for the year 2015, which is literally about a day away, day and a half away, and will be on January 1, 2015. Isola, we're going to be right back talking with you. We're going to take a quick break here with one of our promotional commercials for one of our friends of Paranormal Horizons. Jason, I'll turn it over to you for our commercial break.
All righty, here we go. You are about to enter into the world of Dayton, Ohio Supernatural.
There are being red holy water now. This ball just moved.
It's moving again.
Is your house haunted? Are you experiencing strange things such as moving objects, strange sounds, footsteps? Then you should contact Dayton, Ohio's Supernatural Paranormal Investigations.
Get in here now.
You guys hear a little girl? I swear I just heard a little girl.
You can locate DOS on Facebook at facebook.com/ Dayton, Ohio Supernatural DOS.
Would you be mad if I sprinkled some holy water down here?
Oh, that's freaky.
What?
Cleansing.
The paranormal world is all around us. We don't always see it, but it's there. If you're experiencing strange things in your home or business, why don't you give Dayton, Ohio Supernatural a call and see if you can get some answers.
Dayton, Ohio Supernatural, one of our friends of Paranormal Horizons, and Jason has graciously made that commercial for them. So, Jason, are you still doing commercials for folks that want to be part of the show?
Absolutely. I actually make quite a few things and have done a lot lately for other people and other people's shows, but I haven't done a lot for our show. So if anybody would like a commercial promoting a book, a paranormal group, or, you know, it doesn't even have to be paranormal. You can give us contact us on our Facebook page, Paranormal Horizons on Facebook, and we can make something for you, preferably with your own voice and not mine. I do enjoy it a lot better when people send me files of their voices that I can work with. But that Dayton, Ohio Supernatural was fun because those were actual audio clips from their investigations. So that was fun to play with.
Yeah, it sounded like they've had some great investigations, because I know we've interviewed them on the show a couple of times. But Isola, we are back. Isola, our very special guest this evening, where we're talking about 2015 predictions, and she's looked at it from a numerology perspective. And if you're just tuning in, welcome. And Isola, you've been looking at the United States in general, and it looks like the U.S. of A. is kind of in a new beginning number in terms of numerology.
Right. 2014 was a 9-year for the United States, and it was... looking back on what's been going on the last 9 years. And we do know that some things have just got to change.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a year to make some of those changes.
Yeah, and you know, and I know it's really, of course, difficult to say exactly what's going to happen. And we always want to know for ourselves, oh, what's 2015 going to be like, you know, for me? Or... I'm going to make a New Year's resolution, you know, to do this and to do that. But do you have any feedback, maybe even from a psychic perspective, Isola, you know, kind of, you know, based on looking at the numerology numbers, what you think we could take away personally from this?
Well, the thing is that in the 20th century, which was, you know, the 1900s, and now we're in the 2000. The 2000 is a 2, okay? So 2 is the psychic number. It's a spiritual teacher. So there is going to be more, there's going to be more spirituality. There's going to be more focus on spirituality. You know, in the Bible, it says that you know, we're going to have revelations, which we're in that now, if you look at things. And what I find interesting about the Bible, too, is one thing that I really, you know, the prophets that would, they would see things and then they would say what they saw, and that's how sometimes psychics get in trouble, because they'll see something and then they interpret it, and they may interpret the picture wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look in the Bible, it in the prophecy, it said that that there was the insect with the wings and the long body.
A locust?
No. They're around. There's red ones and blue ones and green ones, and they're around ponds.
Oh, dragonfly.
Dragonflies. Okay. They said they saw dragon. Thank you. I just couldn't get the word. I could see it, but I couldn't think of the word. They said that there was dragonflies that were spewing fire. And so when I read that, I was thinking of the helicopters in Vietnam that were shooting napalm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they didn't have helicopters back in the biblical times, and so what would a helicopter look like? A helicopter would look to me like a dragonfly.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, and then they were spewing fire, you know. Well, the helicopters were shooting the napalm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So, yeah, that's why I say when these things are prophesized, that something really bad is going to happen, you have to, I think, take it with a grain of salt in knowing that, yeah, it might be that way, but it might not be as bad as the way that you think it's going to happen. I mean, mm-hmm. it will sound bad, but when you're in it, and then afterwards, when you're on the other side, you'll go, yeah, that was bad. But when you were going through it, it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got on the other side, and when we're going through tough times, it's really hard on us, but when we get on the other side, we realize that we made it, and we also realize that we're stronger for it.
Do you think that 2015 will be kind of the apex of the change, or is this change going to take a period of years?
I don't think it's going to be the change of the monetary system breaking down, and I think that people are getting tired of government, but I don't think that 2015 is going to be the year that people are going to rebel and everything. But there are going to be changes, but I think they're going to be, in the long run, there are going to be good changes. It may not seem like it at the time, because a lot of people don't like change. They're afraid of it.
Yeah, that's true. I saw that.
You know, the thing about being afraid of something is because it's the unknown. It's uncomfortable or it's unknown. And when I'm doing readings, I like to tell people, if I have to tell them, you know, don't be afraid to try new things, because I tell them the story of my son when he was losing a tooth. I was talking to him, and I forget how old he was, but he was losing a tooth, and I could tell that he was moving his tongue around in his mouth, and I said, "Do you have a loose tooth?" And he looked at me like he was going to get in a lot of trouble. And I said, because if you do, you know, that's really exciting, because your tooth will come out and you can put it on your pillow and the tooth fairy will come and she'll bring you money. And as I'm telling him this story, he went from being really scared that he was going to get in a lot of trouble to getting really happy and excited. And when I got done, he said, "I think I have another one over here." And
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Change. I think, you know, change is scary, and we do get through it, and we become stronger, and all of that. And sometimes we have to force ourselves to change, and sometimes change is forced upon us too.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. When people need to make changes in their daily lives to help protect the planet, you know.
Yeah.
you have to make some changes that maybe we're too lazy or we're used to doing things a certain way, but you need to take responsibility and be part of the good thing rather than the same old thing.
Yeah, like be part of the solution, not the problem.
Exactly.
And
I know sometimes I don't do my part,
mm-hmm.
but I try.
Well, right, and that's true for all of us, but I think this is a really good message that we're kind of coming down to, Isla and Jason, is that 2015 is new beginnings. And if we focus on it from the perspective of the planet and in America, you know, let's all take responsibility and do, you know, a little more for the planet. Now, I wanted to jump back, though, Isla, what you said about focusing on spirituality, because it sounds like that's something also that you're picking up on that we can all, you know, maybe think about a little bit, whatever spirituality means to each individual that may be listening.
Well, I think, you know, spirituality is your own way of having faith, you know, something that gives you strength. For me, it's on a metaphysical level because I get more answers that way. And but if your spirituality for you is being a Catholic or being a Methodist or being
right,
you know,
whatever it is,
whatever makes you a better person and gives you strength. But the thing is, I feel that there are a lot of light workers, and I also, you know, one of the things I can't help thinking about is that I do believe in life on other planets, and I have a feeling that we're going to be finding out more about that in the next year. I can't tell you why, it's just an intuition thing I have, but there's been more and more sightings of things, and I think that, and
well,
you know, NASA has released more of their things that they have found.
Yeah,
I'm just worried
about
aliens.
It's more open to the public. So,
what are you worried about, Jason?
I'm worried about alien invasion, like Independence Day, where the giant ships start hovering over the cities and like shoot a particle beam and blow everyone up. But I'm paranoid. So.
Well, you know, my feeling is that there's good ones and bad ones. I think that there's, when I say that, I think that there's bad ones that want some of the stuff. Our planet is a beautiful planet, and they might want some of our stuff. But I think that there's also other beings that are the good ones, or they're, you know, they have a higher knowledge. And I think the good ones are going to keep the bad ones from hurting us as well as keeping us from hurting ourselves. Because I don't think that they want this planet destroyed.
Gosh, I hope not. Jason, what's your thought on that? I mean, you've checked into quite a bit of alien stuff.
Well, as I've talked about before, I've had a lot of alien and UFO experiences, so I'm a huge believer. Yeah, I would imagine, since there is always light and dark, good and evil, that there, if there's aliens, which I believe there is, that there would make sense for them to be, you know, to have good ones and bad ones. But one of the things I was wondering about was, you were mentioning light workers. What exactly is a light worker?
Well, I consider myself a light worker. Whenever I can, I try to defeat evil. I try to empower people to let them know that they can take control of their lives and their circumstances, and whatever their beliefs are, you know, whatever gives them strength, and not to be afraid. And that evil, I believe that evil is around you, but it doesn't have to control you, because there's certain universal laws, and Like, if you have a ghost in your house or an evil being in your house, you can tell them to leave because they are not allowed, per the universal laws, they are not allowed to come in unless they're invited. But see, sometimes people invite them in, like they'll be dabbling in, sometimes people dabble in black magic because there's more phenomenon with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier to see something happen, and they can get themselves in a lot of trouble.
Playing with a Ouija
calling
board.
In and inviting in those spirits, because once they're invited in, you've invited them in. So they don't have to leave.
To get rid of.
Right. And so, but I always teach my students that spirit in body has domain over spirit out of body, and also if you have not invited them in. Now, when I was going to the psychic development school that I went to in Berkeley, which was called Heart Song, we would have people come in for readings, and sometimes there would be a spirit attached to this person, if you want to think of it as them whispering in their ear, making them do things and getting in all kinds of trouble. And it was simply because they were there and the person didn't know they were there, so they could just stay there and cause all kinds of trouble. But once they were identified and told to leave, they had to leave.
Do you think that there's a lot more people that are becoming involved in the dark arts, playing with Ouija boards? It seems like what we're seeing now is we see a lot more movies coming out about these stories of evil hauntings and demonic possession, and it just seems to be becoming a lot more prevalent in the last decade or so.
See, there again, I don't think that there's more evil spirits and more people doing this. I think that there's more knowledge about what these people are doing and what's happening. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Ouija board has been around for a long time, and, you know, people used to play it as a parlor game. But the thing is, you're inviting a spirit in, so you have to be careful. But I think that each Ouija board comes with a spirit. I've used the Ouija board before.
Yeah, I have too, and there were some weird things that happened. I won't touch them nowadays just because I'm too worried about, you know.
I don't use mine either anymore. But the spirit that was on mine told me things that were going to happen like 3 years later, and they did. So.
Oh, wow.
It was an
Do
interesting spirit.
You still have
spirit.
A Ouija board, I saw?
I have a Ouija board, but I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
use it. Yeah. We talked to a guest a couple weeks ago about the Ouija board, and she had a different perspective about the Ouija board, that it wasn't evil. Well, it was really what you made of it. So, kind of like with anything like that, you know, if you are playing
with
the dark arts.
Well, see, that's the thing. My spirit on my Ouija board was never, I never felt threatened by it. It was a woman, and she died in a fire on Christmas Eve. And she was earthbound because when someone dies, you have to send them over. A lot of times, sometimes they're earthbound because they don't know they died. Like if they were in an accident and it was so fast, they don't realize. And when people talk about dimensions, you think of a dimension as being somewhere else, but it's not. It's like right in front of you. But with our vocabulary and our knowledge, it's hard to comprehend that a dimension is like right there.
How
right
do we know we're
you.
Not the ghosts?
Yeah, I know. I think about things like that. I think about, you know, what if we're just like a flea on someone's knee, you know? It's like you don't really know. But
I think about that too. I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one that has these crazy thoughts like that.
Yeah, I think about that, and I also think about how it's kind of weird. It might be weird to another being, entity from another planet, that we always go to sleep at night. that we, you know, get undressed and get into this bed and we have to sleep. And that's when our body repairs itself.
Great. Now my mind's going to be spinning all night about that. I think too much. That's my problem.
Well, one thing I wanted to say, too, is that, you know, there's different parts of a chart, and one of what's called the essence is a 7, and 7 is an introspective number. So I think part of the changes, well, what I see is one of the changes is the relationship between the police and the people. You know, we're going through a big change right now.
Yeah.
You know, retaliation. And actually, that it's too bad that there are some people, like when they had the riots, a lot of those people didn't even live there and they just made a mess and then went home. You know, there's going to be change.
That's kind of why.
There is going to be change. And that's why I say I think there's going to be some good changes.
I guess I'm more of a pessimist. I feel like humanity's lost. Maybe I shouldn't feel that way.
No, because there's a lot of good people out there doing a lot of work. And I think that if you look at some of the good things that have happened, I think that it's because of the light workers, the people that have a positive outlook and want to eliminate evil. And, you know, like in the Bible, it said that someday man will be walking hand in hand with the animals and whatever. And there's a lot of people out there fighting for animal rights. And there's a lot of people fighting, you know, to get rid of gasoline and all these other things that are causing different problems. And I just feel that a lot of people are scared because they don't want to get, you know, what are we going to do when we run out of oil? We make so many things out of oil, and what are we going to do for this, and what are we going to do for that? But you can't forget that the human race has a lot of geniuses out there, and I think there's going to be some good things put in place for the bad things that we've been doing that we're afraid to get rid of. Because we don't know what's going to take its place.
And I agree with you, Isla. I think there's an awful lot of good in the world. Like you said, people helping animals, helping each other. The United States, in general, always reaches out to other countries that need help. We always, not always, but a lot of times, the U.S. of A., gets a bad rap, or this, or that. But I think that the U.S. does an awful lot.
We do get a bad rap,
good.
But then who do they come and run to when they get in trouble?
Well, exactly. I mean, right now with that plane that was lost
Asia.
In the Malaysia area, Asia, you know, again, they came to the United States to ask for help to look for it. And
right.
We see that time and time again, you know, when there's a natural disaster. But it is, and I agree with Jason, too. There's an awful lot of doom and gloom in the world, too. And
it goes back to, I don't know who said this. I wish I could remember who said this. But they said you can please some of the people some of the time, some of the people all of the time, but you can't please all of the people all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
I think a lot of it has to do with the news is, you know, 90% of what the news is reporting is negative, and that kind of
exactly
molds everybody's idea. So, like with the police thing, you know, we hear about all these cops doing bad things, but we don't hear about when they do good things. Rarely, occasionally we do. You know, 90% of it's negative, and I think that is shaping the minds of the humanity and the citizens of the United States.
Right. I mean, we have to have some kind of law. I mean, we have to.
So,
it just, you know, and I think that it's like anything else. There's good lawyers, good psychics, good doctors, bad doctors. There's good policemen and bad policemen.
Mm-hmm. I
agree.
But
the majority is not bad.
Jason? You need to remember that.
I will try. I just, I'm a little paranoid. I see the militarization of the police with all their MRAP armored vehicles and all these reports of heinous things happening. So it's hard not to kind of have that opinion. But I will make an effort to be a little bit more positive. Maybe
okay, because you know what? The thing also is that I believe in a group consciousness. So the more positive you are and the better thoughts you put out there, the better it is. I used to work for a psychic when I first started my work, and she worked with police departments to find missing people or dead people, and she wouldn't work on a case if it had been in the news, because it's that 100 monkey syndrome where once the energy is out there, the thoughts of the people, and so it can be confusing. So, you know, it's like they call it the 100 monkey syndrome, where there was a monkey on one island and the monkey climbed up a tree and decided that it found a coconut and it cracked it open and was able to eat the stuff. And then there was monkeys on other islands and they were completely separate from those other monkeys and they started doing it too. So, you know, and it's just like if you have an idea and you don't get a patent on it, you have an idea and then somebody else makes it and you say, I thought of that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you
no
know,
kidding.
The energy was out there. The thought was out there. So.
Yeah, I believe in that too, Isola. And you know what? We're running out of time. It's amazing how fast the time goes by. And Isola, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts about 2015 here on Paranormal Horizons. And just to summarize, it looks like, you know, big changes, or maybe I shouldn't say big, but changes happening. You know, we were focusing kind of on the U.S. kind of, we weren't really focusing on a personal perspective, because that's from numerology. If somebody really wanted to look at their personal chart, they'd have to have a personal reading done. And if anybody out there is interested in doing that with Isola, just Facebook us at Paranormal Horizons and we'll get you in touch with Isola if you'd like to have a personal numerology reading with Isola at any time. So, Isola, we wish you a very happy new year.
Well, same to you. And
yeah.
Jason,
mm-hmm.
think positive.
I will. I'm going to start thinking rainbows and unicorns. You know, I really like... I really like.
And when you have those negative thoughts, just say, stop.
There you go.
I'm going to try, and when I start getting kind of negative, I'm going to go pet one of my kitty cats, because I'm like
total, that's great therapy.
Yeah, I'm a big cat, I'm a crazy cat man, so that's what I'll do.
That's why I like him, so, because I'm a crazy cat lady, so.
And I am
too. Isola, I know, you are too. Well, listen, Isola, thank you again for being on Paranormal Horizons and sharing your perspective with us, and we will be in touch, and hopefully you'll be on our show sometime next year again.
All right. I look forward to that.
Thanks.
All right.
You guys have a happy new year.
You
okay,
too.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Well, Jason, that was really interesting. Like I said, it's really, we can look up all kinds of different predictions that psychics are, you know, putting out there on the internet. You know, things like a celebrity is going to be kidnapped or, you know, and to me, those are just general things that anybody, I could think of that. So I haven't seen any earth-shattering predictions yet for 2015, but I really did appreciate what Isola was saying, kind of about an overall world change, if you will.
All I know is it's a scary time that we're in right now, and I just, when I hear change, I start thinking the sky's falling and I'm going to need to go live in a cave somewhere.
Well, that could probably be arranged, but I don't want you to live in a cave. So, but listen, I wanted to let everyone out there know our guest next week, which is Tuesday, January 6th, 2015. Our first guest of the year is going to be a gentleman by the name of Don Wright. And what we're going to be talking with him about is a kind of, you know, metaphysical type stuff in general. He's a guy that has been learning about metaphysical stuff all of his life. We're going to talk about reincarnation. And this is just from his perspective, what he's learned and what he believes. And I think he's just going to be a really fun, interesting person to talk to, Jason. So that's going to be next week here on Paranormal Horizons.
Yes, and we also have Bill Bean at the end of the month that we had him on, and he's a very well-known person in the paranormal. So we had him on while you were on vacation, so it's going to be exciting to get him back, and we can kind of continue with our conversation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and then we'll continue to fill in our Tuesday slots. Don't forget, you can listen to this show, any of our shows, by downloading from Blog Talk Radio. And the show is rebroadcast at KITCFM.com Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Well, everybody, we wish everybody a happy new year, a safe new year. You know, do the right thing. If you're partying or whatever you're doing on New Year's Eve. And we'll be talking to you next year.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.